Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hella little things you say and do make me want to be with you.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Buddy Holly bringing us back to the late great Buddy Holly. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Parisi is our guest. He's the head of customer and partner marketing at Cabbage, cabbage.com, cabbage with a K, just like the vegetable, except it's got a K on the front there. And it's an online bank, an online lending organization. Very smart business model, John, because there are a lot of people out there who don't want to go into a bank. I mean, millennials starting businesses, they don't, you know, you never see one of those guys in a bank. So they'd rather get a loan, yep, on their phone, just like they order a pizza, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you think about it now, when a small business owner needs funding, where do they go? The first place they might go to the bank where they do their personal banking, but more typically when they're starting to do their homework, they're going to go to Google. And so they're already online, and so why take that experience offline, right? So if they're online, they can apply online with us and do the process all within a matter of 10, 15 minutes.
Except that, and this is where I'm going to have to be the devil's advocate here. There was a time when I wasn't bankable, and the bank that I worked with, though, helped me get an SBA loan. But in those days, if I had had an online platform to go to, I probably would have gone to them, and I might have gotten a loan, because I suspect that the banks are a lot more highly scrutinized, regulatorily speaking, than the online platforms are. Perhaps more, maybe more than you are, I don't know. But what I do know, John, is that if you can get a loan from a Main Street bank, and you're bankable, you're probably going to pay 5-6% interest on that short-term loan. For an online loan, you're going to probably pay more than that, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. There are some advantages, though, with Cabbage. So, yes, if you're looking for more of a long-term, like 5-year loan or something like that, then yes, this wouldn't be the right situation for you. I think what we were talking about earlier around the flexibility of the product is something that our customers really appreciate. So it's not like we're going to force you to take, if you qualify for $100,000, no one's saying you have to take this $100,000. It's really there for you, and it's so flexible that you can just draw from it whenever you need it.
That's a really important point there. So if I have a $100,000 line of credit, I can borrow 10, give you back 10, borrow 20,
yep,
pay you back 10, go get 10 more later on, right? I can move it back and forth and then pay interest on the time that I have it.
Exactly. Right? And we don't charge any. Right, and we charge no fees for just setting up your line of credit.
Just,
so you don't
pay
interest. Anything until you actually. Well, I mean, to actually have the access to a line of credit product, and there are some banks, like if you were actually just set up a bank line of credit with a bank, there would be some kind of annual fee associated with that line of credit. But with us, you don't pay anything until you take the loan.
Right.
And the other benefit we have is we have no early payment penalties. So if you take a 6-month loan or a 12-month loan and you're able to pay it back in 3 months, then any of those remaining fees just get waived.
Right. So that, he's exactly right about that, folks, because if you go to a Main Street bank, they're going to be not quite as flexible in the moving and back and forth of the money like that, like he just talked about. So that's a real advantage that I think Cabbage offers. Maybe some of the banks do, but most of them don't. They're going to want you to take out because the regulators are making them do this. If you say if they approve you for $50,000, it's going to be a little bit more trouble. They might be able to do it, but it's going to be a little more trouble. However, you do have to decide, and I've got to call it like it is here, John. You have to decide what the risk reward thing is for that flexibility. Because let's say someone has a good credit rating, they're bankable. What would be the interest rate on a $50,000 loan?
With Cabbage?
Yeah.
Well, it would really depend. It depends.
But I mean,
is it going to be
high single digits, low double digits? What's in that range? What range?
So the way that, let me explain just a little bit about our product. So the way it works is we actually tag a fee onto the loan itself. So we don't operate like with a traditional APR structure.
Right.
So you actually get charged a fee for the first 2 months, like on a 6 month loan, for example.
Uh-huh.
There's a fee of between 1% and 10%. Of the loan in the first 2 months, and then the final 4 months are just 1%.
1%
a month? So it's actually very transparent. 1% a month, right.
Okay, all right.
And so if you do calculate that out in terms of an APR, sometimes that can appear pretty high.
Yeah.
But yes, so from that flexibility point of view.
So if I borrow $50,000 for 2 months and you charge me 7% interest, I say 5% interest. You said one, from 1 to 10. Let's say it's 5%.
Actually, the average is probably closer to 4.
Okay. So would it be 4%?
It's been getting
4%
lower.
For those 2 months?
So it would be, say, 3% or 2% for the first 2 months, and then 1% for the remaining 4 months.
Right. Okay. So, but in the first 2 months, if it were 2%, that would be $1,000 in the first 2 months interest. That includes the fee and the carrying charges, right? And the interest.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to understand a little bit of the logic of how it works. And folks, I'm not being judgmental about what they're doing because they're growing, so I know they're helping people. I know they're filling a niche. I just want to make sure that when you go to that niche, you know what you're getting into. And I know they do a good job of helping you make sure you understand that. So we're going to take a quick break and come back, and I'm just going to let John talk about how wonderful things are out there for them and we'll see how it goes. Cabbage with a K, cabbage.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.